Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
RPN is not responsible for the views, actions, statements, or opinions of its guests, advertisers, or even its viewers. The information contained in this program is not to be construed as medical or legal advice. An appearance on this platform is not necessarily an endorsement, but as always, we encourage you to do your own research. Enjoy the show.
Boom!
Good afternoon, Patriots. Looks like I must have uploaded the wrong trailer to the show today because apparently it was the trailer from Tuesday. But rest assured, the card is correct. We are going to be talking about the strange case of Eugene Yu and Connick because it just keeps getting wilder and wilder. I saw this announcement late last night and I was just waiting for the Rees to come. Undoubtedly, this is another instance of things not happening the way that we had hoped they would, the way that they were planned out. But, you know, every time something happens, guys, it's just, I got to let it go. This is God's plan. This is not me. People surprise you all the time. You never know what's going to happen. I got a big box of mail I need to say thank you for. Thank you really, really for helping me out, supporting the show, sending me these cards, your well wishes. Beautiful letters. Really appreciate it, guys. We're also going to be talking about the latest in the election from Tuesday, because the results are still rolling in. A couple of races aren't decided. I think we're going to be good in the end. And, you know, I've got a bit of a cheerleading for you guys, talking about the good things that are happening, not necessarily the bad. So do me a favor, sit back, relax, grab your popcorn, and I promise we're going to be right back after this. All right, welcome back to the show, everyone. Looks like my Rumble is not properly set up. Let me just do a quick adjustment. Where the heck is it? Shoot, hold on. Okay, I think I've got it. No, dang it. What's going on, man? Well, okay, there it is. Okay, boom. Chat's on the screen. We're here for the news. Lots going on in the world. Abe, how are you today, buddy?
I'm hanging in there, bro. It's another Thursday. It's the 10th of November. It is a happy birthday to my fellow Marines out there. God bless you guys out there. Happy birthday, Marines. Another day, another year, another life of living under an oath, fam. And it's great to see you guys all out there working your way in here today. A great family working their way in on the Foxhole and Rumble, I see already. It's great to see you guys in here today. Thanks for joining us here today.
All right. So before we get into the news, and believe me, we're going to talk about Eugene Yu, I want to go through the mail first. I want to say once again, thank you to Hunter and Hayden, the beautiful children of the Hirpe family who have me on their holiday distribution card list. These kids are growing, and it's really neat to see every single holiday how they have increased in size. They're beautiful children, and these truly are the next generation of American patriots, and you guys are doing a great job. So thank you very much. I wanted to say thank you to Mark for sending a cash donation. Really appreciate that, Mark. That was from the Hunter and Hirpe family. Let me see. We have a letter here that I actually didn't open yet. I was going to do this live on the air. So there is no name on this. This is always kind of interesting, because you never know what you're going to get. And when people send something like this, you know that it means something to them. Okay, this is...
Yeah, Zach gets like Christmas every day from you guys. That's pretty cool, man.
This is an old school glasses holder, like the retainer for the glasses around your head. Like when you're playing sports as a child or when you're mowing the lawn, that's exactly when I'm going to wear this. So there is no name on this, but it's a Patriot from Mississippi. Thank you very, very much for that. Also, this one right here is from CJB. And that CJB is Christopher J. Butcher. Christopher J. Butcher wrote his thesis on the pandemic and the response in the media. And he was kind enough to send me a copy. He sent me like a preview of this when he was about to graduate from grad school. And he also sent me his live presentation to his faculty members. And I thought it was really, really cool. And I said, once you get done with this, send me a copy. And so it's called All of a Sudden, The Origins of the Pandemic of COVID-19 Policy. It is fascinating. It's all by the numbers. And it shows some really interesting stuff that we're all aware of what happened. But it's great to see when it goes into print like that. And then this, I know, this is a selection of music from a viewer of the program, Scott Fish. This is his new CD. It's called The Soundtrack to the Great Awakening. Very, very cool. Look at that. Totally bassed. Lasers shooting out everywhere. I absolutely love it. So I am going to give away one copy of this because Scott was kind enough to send me two of them. Thank you very, very much, Scott. Next, what do we have? We have something from a Patriot in St. Petersburg. Let me go ahead and get this opened up. And what do they say? Oh, this is an invitation for website development, marketing, and branding. Oh, they'd like to do business. Okay, thank you very much. Reagan. Reagan is somebody that I have exchanged emails with on a number of occasions. Let's take a look at this card. Right. Oh, thank you very much, Reagan. Dear Zach, happy, happy birthday. I love your website. I'm legally blind. It is so easy to read and navigate. Sheila Holmes website, hisbest.org. Thank you, Zach, for all you do. People are still alive and hopeful, and you are a huge part of that. I wish I could give you more, Reagan. Thank you so much, Reagan. I really, really appreciate that. And then let's see. They sent me something from Progressive that's obviously not okay. And then also, oh, this was from the Sippy Cup. This is the box from when they sent me the Sippy Cups. So this is from Jersey Fresh. Once again, I already thanked you on the air, Jersey Fresh, but had to go ahead and say it one more time. And then also Empress in the chat over there on Foxhole, she said that she sent something that should be there at my mailbox, but I haven't gotten it yet. So believe me, I'm going to be looking for that very, very shortly. We're actually going to be going after the show today. All right, well, Abe, I think we should get right into the meat of the news that dropped late last night. L.A. County District Attorney dropping the charges against Eugene Yu. Now, I want to caution everybody from going to your gut instinct on this, which I think is to blackpill. I think everybody saw this and they were like, what the – you know, I can't believe it. Justice delayed is justice denied, and they waited until a day after the midterms to drop the charges on this guy. Well, there's a couple of very important points that the New York Times and Reuters are not going to tell you about this. The charges have been dropped in this current incarnation, but they've been dropped without prejudice, which means that Eugene Yu can be indicted for these exact same charges again in the future. From what I can gather in my conversations with people who are on the investigative team, the DA, for some reason, was worried about the appearance of some type of bias. If you take a look at the defamation case that's currently in Texas court, I think it's quite obvious that there is a lot of bias against Greg and Catherine and True the Vote and anybody who would say that the U.S. elections are anything other than safe and secure. So the entirety of this investigation was based upon the evidence that was handed over from that first team. Now, that team also is going to make their services available to any other county, city, or state that was affected by the crimes of Connick. And so this is, again, why I asked every single one of you to contact those municipalities and urge them to get in touch with these guys, because they will come and fly out. They will investigate your system. They will testify if need be. They will help you to prepare the case against Connick and Eugene Yu. Now, the investigation in L.A. is still ongoing. If I had to make a guess, Aide, I believe that LA understands the laws that were broken here. Obviously, they were enough to form a grand jury and bring charges at the outset. But by essentially doing a mulligan, okay, and saying, you know, we're gonna wash the slate clean and we're gonna start over again, that removes any implicit implications of bias. Okay, and they can say, well, you know what, we looked into this twice, and the second time around we verified what we thought the first time. And so if Eugene Yu's charges had been dropped with prejudice, then that would mean that, you know, he couldn't be charged again. But there is an opportunity here for him to get these original charges a second time and for additional charges to be filed, because who knows what they're going to find when they go back and take a second look.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that are interesting with me on this. First of all, great crowd out there today on Rumble and the Foxhole and all of your different platforms out there. Great Patriots working their way in here today, chatting and saying hello to the great family out there. I love to watch the chat, check in with each other and say hello and wish each other a great day. Thanks for being here today, guys, over there on Rumble as well as the Foxhole. Hit that plus thumbs up or like button, whatever you may choose for your red pill, whatever it may be, your favorite platform over there. Thanks for being here today, guys. You know, that there's a couple of things that from the beginning just set me off about this whole thing that I was just waiting to let it play itself out. The first one was just the idea of going after the contract side of the angle of this, right? It, violating a contract and then putting somebody in jail for that violation of a contract so quickly. It did seem odd to me. I got to be honest. It, you know, there's all kinds of contract law and forging of contracts and manipulations of contracts. And I mean, the contract law in this country is a freaking joke. So in general, the idea that they locked him up or arrested him on a contract violation was interesting for me off the start. I thought it was more something else didn't seem right about it. I wasn't sure. Right. So the idea that they let him off for now, number one, I see a lot of reactions from people about it, similar to the whole reaction from the mainstream media of the election. We all still are manipulated by the mainstream media. That we allowed ourselves to get emotional about the way that the mainstream media has been reporting the election. It's similar to this too. They're reporting it, and the vast majority of the people out there are saying, "Oh, here we go, someone else let off." Well, there's always more to the story, and there's going to be more to this story as well that's going to play itself out in the very near future, especially in Pennsylvania and other jurisdictions around the country. And, you know, so it's as we see the news today, we don't see what could happen tomorrow. We're reactionary to what we see. And so we don't have a bigger perspective of maybe there's more to come. And I don't know that there's more to come, but I do know that there's much more criminality that has been uncovered with regards to Connick, DOD contracts, links to the CCP directly, and information stored directly on Chinese servers, and not just with regards to poll worker data and stuff like that, but way deeper, way more. Mm. And that story has yet to fully be told. So I would just caution people to question a little bit the way that whole thing went down to start with. It seemed more like an appeasement style thing or a shiny object than it did legally the right way to go. And I think the criminality is still involved there. So let's just see what comes further, right, from this, because we know that there's much more criminality involved. So I'm just kind of waiting for the next shoe to drop on this. And I think most people that are out there are probably similar on that. They know that there's more to this to come.
I think that's the right way to look at it. You know, when I initially heard that this was based on contract law, too, I also thought that it was a little strange. But I think that was my own bias at play, because, of course, you know, what do we look into? We're looking into election integrity. We're looking into cheating. We're looking into ways that foreign nations could have put their thumb on the scale. And contract law does seem to be a bit of low hanging fruit. But it's the kind of thing that a large city government or a large county government, rather, like Los Angeles, can't really afford to look the other way on. $3.2 million is $3.2 million. And so that allows them access to the rest of that illegal activity that you mentioned. So, you know, I think that holding back judgment on where this is going to go is the only way that we can do this. You know, I think that a lot of people, and I've said this so many times, people just, they want resolution, okay? They're happy to rush to judgment. They're happy to say, you know, okay, it's this way or it's that way. But the truth is that, you know, it's not anyway until we get to the end. And along the way, we can theorize and we can hope and we can pray as much as we want to. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I caution people from getting their hopes up or getting them dashed because something doesn't happen in the way that they believed it should. So
there is a side of this that people should be rightfully pissed about. These Gascon, just Soros bought and paid for DAs and the rest are deciding what behavior is criminal and not. And letting murderers and rapists out on the streets and actual criminals that have connections. They're not. So there is a side of this that everyone, you know, including the current DOJ on up, should be extremely concerned about, considering what's been happening with the political persecutions. And
sure.
So I think there is a side of that too. Sure.
Well, I know you're absolutely right. And I guess maybe I should temper the statement with specific context. You know, righteous anger is absolutely what we should have here, but we need to make sure that we are funneling that into actions that can have an impact and actually do something. What I'm talking about is the blind, seething black pill rage of people just going out on social media and, you know, screaming, nothing will ever happen. And here it is. This is exactly what I thought was going to happen. Everybody can just screw off and, you know, we're done. That's what I'm cautioning against. You know, I mean, obviously, you have every right to be angry about justice not being served, you know, and I hope that what you can do is take that anger and then funnel it into things that will actually have an impact later on in the future, such as the continued attempts to recall D.A. Gascon in L.A. So, you know, that's something definitely that if you're in the L.A. area, you should be working on. Every single person should be working on that. You know, I actually had something else that I thought about the other day. Did you happen to see that report from Project Veritas, the Democrat posing as a Republican to work in the precinct polling location so that, you know, he could just do whatever he wanted, basically, to make it appear that there was equal representation of Democrats and Republicans?
No, I had that idea, and I was about to actually do something similar to that, but life threw me for a loop. But I had that exact same idea, and I think I'm going to do that next time, actually.
Yeah. So, you know, there's nothing illegal about that. There's nothing illegal about that. I suppose if you live in a state where if you register as a Democrat, you have to vote as a Democrat, then this is not a good idea. But I think it's about high time that we start playing by the same rules as the Democrats. And if they're going to cheat, if they're going to swindle, if they're going to do underhanded moves, you know, as long as it's not illegal, I don't know why we shouldn't be doing the exact same thing. You know, and maybe not necessarily to work in a polling location, but I'm all about infiltration. I'm all about people getting into groups and getting an ear to the wall, if you will, to determine what these people are up to and where they're at. Think about Joel Altman, okay, on that Zoom call with Eric Coomer, allegedly, from Dominion Voting Systems. I don't want a $1 billion lawsuit, but,
right.
You know, think about that. That was an excellent example of somebody infiltrating from the right into a group on the left. I want to see more of that because I want these people exposed. Once we get that stuff on tape, we need to spread it all over the place. You know, I'm hoping that we're going to have more examples like that from Project Veritas, and I really hope that other individuals and other groups can go out and start doing the same thing. Just because Project Veritas has been the only name in town, just because they've been so successful, doesn't mean that we don't have room for others to do the same thing. I would love to see that.
Yeah, there's more to that to come for sure. I mean, we have to be more, you know, use their kind of tactics. You use their playbook, so to speak, to defeat these people, because they are the most sneaky little boogers you'd ever want to know, and they've proven that time and time again. You know, it's going to be interesting to see. Again, it's easy to say. Interesting to see how it plays out for sure.
Mm-hmm. Always, it always is. All right, so I want to talk a little bit about the midterms as well, because yeah, we had a lot of talk about that over the last couple of days. I mean, I did a video yesterday. I did a show with Brad. That's all I talked about. But, you know, it's not over. I mean, as much as I would like for it to be over, it's not over. There are a lot of people out there who are dissatisfied with the results that we got. You know, but again, because we haven't finished all of the counting, and because these, you know, garbage elections are continuing on for days after the polls closed, We have to reserve judgment. We have to stop ourselves from taking a ride down that slippery slope, if you will. And remember that there are some really good things, some positive things that came out of this that are not going to be reported in the mainstream media. As much as we talk about people, you know, breaking out of the programming of the mainstream media, Abe, you said it earlier, you know, we are still under the spell. There are people out there who are still like, oh, it was a red trickle. You know, I mean, what happened to the red tsunami? We got lied to. You know, I don't know. Did you get out and vote? What did you do to further the cause of election security? I mean, did you work at the polls? I mean, you know, tell me what you did specifically. If you believe in yourself and you believe that you did everything you could to help save America, then I feel like you're probably going to have a much better feeling about what's going on. But even more, if you're not paying attention to the damn mainstream media, if you're not reading the New York Times or watching Fox News and listening to the talking heads tell you that, oh, God, you know, Trump's political career is over. Ron DeSantis is going to dethrone him. There's only two choices, Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump. You know, that's a ruse, okay? This is the mainstream, the deep state attempting to drive a wedge in the conservative movement because we're stronger today than we have been at any time in history. Ron DeSantis is the governor of Florida. I think Ron DeSantis is going to remain the governor of Florida. And as long as the mainstream media can continue to fan the flames of some issue between Trump and DeSantis, they're going to do it and they're going to use you to get it done. Now, taking a look here at this article from The Federalist on some things that happened that nobody in the mainstream is talking about. You know, it wasn't just the House, the Senate, and governorships, okay? We had judges on the ballot, and there was a number of places where we had some strong wins for conservative justices, Ohio being one, North Carolina being another. Also, the Board of Education's all over the country, school boards. In places like Kansas and Texas, we had major wins, places that people are not necessarily talking about. This is also happening in Michigan. All right. So, you know, how do we take back the nation? We got to start at the ground floor, Abe. We got to lay that foundation. We can't necessarily just go for the brass ring and expect to get it on the first try. You know, this is a brand new thing here. Americans being pissed off and deciding that they're not going to take it anymore. And in certain places, they have had success. In other places, we haven't had the success that people predicted. But thinking about what's happening in Florida, Michigan, North Carolina, in terms of the school boards and the state boards of education, it's really good stuff. We also deposed a fourth member of the January 6th committee. What was her name? Elaine Luria. And even more than that, even more importantly, the leader, the chair of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, Sean Patrick Maloney, in New York, in Liberal Bastion, New York. He lost his bid in the 17th congressional district. Okay, that is a huge loss. That was considered to be a major Democrat stronghold, something he probably didn't even have to campaign for. He thought he could stand up in front of the news media and just say January 6th, invoke the insurrection, and people were going to vote for him. He poured $600,000 into his race in the 2 months leading up to that election, and he lost bigly. And then, of course, we got the state legislatures down here in Florida. We basically took Florida completely red. And I know a lot of people move down here, and not everybody is willing or able to move. But, you know, at a certain point, you have to make the decision. Are you going to take a stand in the middle of a strong blue district and stick out like a sore thumb and feel like you're not wanted or you don't belong? Or are you going to make the decision to pick up and move to a place where you know you're going to have a lot of people who feel the exact same way you do? Many people, such as me, we made that decision to come down here to Florida. And damn it, I am so happy that I did. I'm very happy with the way things are down here. And I think that this is a prelude to what we're going to see all across America. There may be the possibility that certain areas, Abe, are lost from our ability to fix them because the Democrats have had control of them for so long and they have really ingrained their election fraud scheme to the degree that it can't be undone unless somebody goes in there with a nuclear bomb, and that's not going to happen. You know, so I think that people are going to end up segregating themselves across America. We've already had a lot of talk the last couple of years about somehow segregation of the country, seceding, you know, even the mainstream media trying to push this into civil war, Bill Gates, too. And I think anything we can do to stop that from happening, you know, that's great, you know, but the decision on Roe v. Wade was pushed back to the states. And if these Democrats don't like the idea that they can't kill babies in the state where they live, well, then they're going to move to a state where they can. All right. New York is coming after your Second Amendment. They have. They're basically telling the Supreme Court that they don't give two rips what they say, what precedents they set. They're not going to let you have guns. So you can go to Florida. You can even go to Michigan and open carry. All right. But if you don't like the laws in the state where you live, then there are 49 more where you can go.
My election analysis consisted of about a half hour of when all is said and done in an environment that is wrought with fraud, waste, abuse, and nothing more than selections, not elections. Thank you, Captain Cashel. In that environment that has not changed after we watched the 2020 election ripped from our hands, we managed, history will write, that we overturned the House and the Senate. And then at local races all around the country, huge positive wins all over the country. Massive, massive, massive red wave wins in your local levels. And those of you who are paying attention to your local votes and local referendums and things like trying to tax the people of Illinois for having a mob control of the state, that amendment is going to fail. You know, a little thing like that is a major win in this environment where they believe probably they could figure out a way to fleece the Illinois taxpayers to pay for mob control over the state. There's huge wins all over the place. Yeah. And in the end, the fraud that is Maricopa County in Arizona is being exposed for what it is again. The problems in Pennsylvania are going to be coming into very clear view in the near future if they aren't already for the people of Pennsylvania. If I'm a Pennsylvania voter, I'm seriously considering my life's choices about living in a state like this
that
completely ignores their legislation and their state constitutional and statutes with regards to elections. That is being exposed. Patriots on the ground are making changes all around the country. And you've seen that in places like Wisconsin and Florida and Missouri and plenty of other places around the country. This is the battle. This is the there is no Superman. There is no Batman coming to freaking save you. This is the battle. Getting involved at your local level and finding out, is Dominion involved? Is ESS involved in my local areas? In my local areas, yes, of course it is. Uh-huh. Does Poll Chief, does Connick have any kind of control over how my elections work in my local area? If so, I'm going to be knocking doors and making phone calls every single day until I get a representative to hear what I have to say. Amen. And fight for me. This is the battle.
Right.
And the quicker we focus as an activist community on the realities of what we face, and those simple realities are this: they stole an election right in front of our faces to hide their criminality. Uh-huh. And now they have a puppet for the globalist running the Department of Justice, trying to put political prisoners, get more budget to put more political prisoners in torture in prisons. These are our realities. And the frustration that I have in this is this kind of, I love having the ideas of theories and hope out there that there's more to come, because I think anyone who has faith in God believes this is not the end of our world, and it's not going to end like this for humanity. We're not going to be falling into enslavement. This battle is the battle for humanity. It's much bigger than just that. But in the end, the closer and the quicker we come to the simple realization of how bad it really freaking is, it's real bad. And it's not like you're going to snap a finger and poof, everything's going to be all honky dory. Right. The sooner we come to that realization, the faster we get off our butts and do what we can to make change.
Absolutely. So two things talking about local action. TZ Burton says the problem with moving is that the school districts hire woke, indoctrinated leftist teachers. All the more reason to homeschool your children. All the more reason to get together with a cooperative of like-minded conservative parents. Perhaps you can do your own at-home charter school type thing. But looking here, Low Country Brooklyn over on Rumble, shout out to New Hanover County in North Carolina. We flipped 4 school board seats. I worked on America First candidate Melissa Mason's campaign and Ted Budd won. Baby steps. Keep pushing, ignore the shills, and uniparty ops. This is absolutely massive. Okay. I've said this for the last several days. We are setting the foundation. We are laying the framework for bigger fights that are ahead of us and for those next generation of American leaders. If you believe that the people working at your local school district are woke indoctrinated leftists, then you need to put the pressure on those people who hire those woke indoctrinated leftists, or you need to be the ones who are running for school board. If you've got strong enough ideas that you can articulate your stance and what you believe and what should be happening, then damn it, you need to be running for some type of office. And there are all kinds of them all over the place. Now, I also want to talk about the continuing House and Senate races. While Abe and I were getting ready, well, first of all, this morning I woke up, we had 207 Republican House seats. Well, they've called two seats since this morning. We're up to 209 now. All right, we have 395 out of 435 races that have been called. Democrats are at 185. We have gained six seats. They have lost seven. For the Democrats and the Republicans in the Senate, we're deadlocked right now, 48 to 48. We have three more races that have to be called. We've lost a Senate seat. They have gained a Senate seat. We have two races that will be called in short order, and that could get us to that 50. If we're at 50, then we're just hoping for Herschel Walker to pull it out in the runoff election that he and Raphael Warnock are going to be going through. I think that's like a month from now or something like that. You know what I'm immediately reminded of here, Abe, is the last time we had a runoff election and some bozo told people not to vote because there was no point in doing so, you know, and for everybody who was who were told that the Supreme Court overturned the election and that there wasn't even going to be a midterm. Damn, I hope that you understand that you got lied to. And I hope that no matter what somebody told you, you went out and voted anyway, because I know undoubtedly there are people out there who said, oh, you know, the podcaster I watch told me that it's no big deal. They've already taken care of everything, so I don't need to do anything. Well, the only thing,
horse car. So he must know what he's talking about.
Yeah. Got to know what he's talking about. So, you know, the most frustrating thing to me is people who engage in inaction. We need every single one of you out there to be conservative activists and to advocate for your positions and for the positions of future generations of Americans, because we cannot afford to get back to that lackadaisical, relaxed attitude that America is going to run itself, because we saw what happened when we did that. The rhinos and the cabal Democrats took over this nation, and they instituted policies that we're finding out now are very difficult to undo, but they can be undone. It's just going to take some time. So continuing to watch this race, we have many races that have yet to be.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Called, and you also said earlier that Lauren Boebert has now taken the lead back in Colorado, even though the shill media called it for her Democrat appointment, her Democrat opponent a couple of days ago. The race is still ongoing. The race with Carrie Lake is still ongoing. Actually, I got a video clip that I wanted to pull up.
Yeah, they're seeding the narrative hard in Arizona, and yeah. We've been watching the analysts, the Lady Drazas, and the Raccoon Army out there do the numbers analysis, and they're just like, all they're doing is a media battle here. All they're doing is try to hold back the real vote as long as they possibly can to seed the narrative that somebody won. It's the usual thing that Fox and the rest of the media does. The other side of this too, I want to make sure I hit on them before you transition into this. As soon as the election was done, and even before, and probably in the middle of it, the disinformation and the division agents went on full force. As soon as it was getting close to any kind of thing, it was blame Trump, and DeSantis is my guy, and now DeSantis has all these bad connections, and this guy's bad, and that guy's bad. And now you're seeing that uptick in chats, too. So those of you that have been out there for a long time, you're already kind of seeing this, I'm sure. But I just want to make sure I highlight this, that especially in the Republican establishment, we saw this in the Tea Party back in 2010. These people come in and they just do very little things to guide people to cause a division in between it. I cannot freaking wait for a vigorous a vigorous Republican debate with as many great candidates of the best that this country has to offer. And I hope they go at their throats and we find the one that is the absolute best. And that is what I expect from my Republican Party. And everybody else out there should expect it too. And then once we decide who that guy is, then we march in lockstep and let's go. But don't let them create this division now of DeSantis bad, Trump bad, this guy bad, that guy bad. That's all establishment operatives trying to sow division. It doesn't mean that DeSantis is a bad guy. DeSantis' record stands for it freaking self. So
Florida is in good shape.
I don't have to defend DeSantis. He can defend himself. Yeah. Right. His policies have become from the groundwork, the grassroots of conservative grassroots solutions-based ideas, which is what wins in this environment. And when that debate happens, I cannot freaking wait.
Absolutely. And back to it. Okay, so another important thing that I wanted to mention there, I love what you said about the battle, the Republican battle on stage. It reminds me of the debates in 2016. You know, I don't know that I ever had as much fun as I did in 2016 watching the Republican primary debates.
I crave that stuff, especially in the conservative realm, because the debates are just next level, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. We need some reality. You know, somebody was saying to me that they didn't like Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I said, you know, the reason that people like Marjorie Taylor Greene is the same reason they like President Trump, because she's brash. She's honest. She doesn't give a rip about what anybody thinks about her, what she says. Maybe she rubs people the wrong way. But as far as I'm concerned, my entire life, we've had politicians who tried to massage everything they said and keep their image and their messaging on point so that they wouldn't rub anybody the wrong way. But then what did they do? They went into the back rooms and they did deals behind our backs that didn't do anything to help us. Doesn't matter how eloquently they speak in front of the camera. It's what they do when they get behind the camera that I'm really interested in. And that's why I love Marjorie Taylor Greene. I love Donald Trump. I'm glad to hear that Lauren Boebert is probably going to be crowned the winner. And I'm glad that we now have 178 candidates, America First politicians who are now going to roll into office as a result of joining up with the America First agenda, identifying as MAGA Republicans in the shadow of President Donald Trump. If it wasn't for President Trump coming forward down that escalator in 2015, I don't know where the hell we'd be today. All right. And as far as Ron DeSantis and what he's doing, Abe's right. His record speaks for itself. Take a look at Florida. Look at the quality of life for people down here in Florida, and then compare that to the quality of life for people in Pennsylvania or Michigan or any other state where they went and stole the election. Ron DeSantis is a strong leader, and I appreciate everything he's doing. And he needs to be a strong leader, because at a certain point, he's going to be leading the Republican Party. I guarantee you Ron DeSantis will be president someday, but he's got a 4-year commitment. He's got a contract with the people of Florida, as far as I'm concerned. And I don't think he's going anywhere. This is fake news, and I don't think that anybody should be buying into it. Now, undoubtedly, the deep state, bad actors, people like Jeb Bush, they're going to try to court Ron DeSantis, all right? And never forget, Ron DeSantis is a politician, okay? It's his job to take meetings with important people. Just because you see two people in a room together does not a relationship make, okay? And it doesn't indicate that that person is somehow suddenly untrustworthy. Think about Donald Trump being in the same room as Jeffrey Epstein, and the people on the left, or even the people on the right who try to use that against Donald Trump, saying, well, you know, Donald Trump is connected to Jeffrey Epstein. OK, now people are saying Ron DeSantis is connected to Jeb Bush, so suddenly we can't trust him. I think that's a garbage argument, and you have to have context and background for every single thing that is happening out there. Never take anything at face value. And when somebody tries to convince you against your best judgment that something is one way or the other, you have to ask yourself why. Because it's always qui bono. It's always who benefits. Who benefits from getting you pissed off and believing that you have to choose between Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump? I choose both. Ron DeSantis is my governor. Donald Trump is my president. I want to talk real briefly about Pennsylvania there, because I see you've got Dan Ball and Doug Mastriano there.
Before
go ahead.
Before you move dove off of that, you know, again, this is a control tactics. This is meant to cause division. This is meant to create doubt and all that stuff. So that's very important. The solutions based thing and the actions that they do are always important. I'm glad you emphasized that. Good stuff, man.
Absolutely. So what's Doug saying over there? Because as far as I know, he hasn't conceded. And we know that Mastriano was, one of the Pennsylvania politicians that invited Rudy Giuliani there to talk about the fraud. So I'm wondering if Doug Mastriano is working on anything in the background. And I'm wondering if he's given any signals on that.
He's talking about the money in the media. In his pocket. So basically, you know, they're just calling the win what it is, right? And not allowing the challenges that are inevitably going to come. I mean, there has to be challenges to this garbage.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, continuing on.
I'll listen in here to it.
All right. I wanted to play this clip for you from Carrie Lake's appearance on Tucker Carlson last night. And hang on just a second, because I saw. Sean said something about stop covering for DeSantis. The truth will shake out. I'm not covering for anybody. OK, and that's exactly my point, is that the truth will shake out. We'll find out who these people are in the end. But when you make a summary snap judgment about somebody, then you are playing into the narrative. It's like Carrie Lake when they attacked Carrie Lake in the midst of the Arizona gubernatorial race. OK, well, you had either one choice, Carrie Lake or Katie Hobbs. And they wanted to turn the right against Carrie Lake. And so they tried to put out damaging stories. Oh, Carrie Lake voted for Obama. OK, big deal. Plenty of people who voted for Donald Trump also had voted for Obama before. So you made my point for me, but I'm not covering for DeSantis. Let's take a listen to this video clip.
I'm with you. And there are things that we can question. And again, may the best man win if it comes to it.
Absolutely.
Votes cast yesterday have still not been counted. If we get those numbers this hour, of course, we will tell you. We're going to go to Carrie Lake, who is running for the governor of Arizona, one of the most watched races in the country. She joins us tonight. Carrie Lake, thanks so much for coming on. Where do you think you are in this?
Well, I feel 100% certain I'm going to win. The question is, how big will that win be? Can you believe this, Tucker? We still have 650,000 votes that have not been counted. And guess who these voters are? They're the people who showed up on election day.
Right.
They're the people, 275,000 of them are people who brought their mail-in ballots to the polls on election day because they don't trust the mail and they don't trust the drop boxes. So guess who those voters are? They're our voters. And we're only down by a few thousand votes right now. When those votes come in, I think we're going to see a lot of liberal minds kind of blowing up.
This seems, I mean, I'm not alleging a crime, but broadly speaking, it's just criminal to screw it up this badly. Like, did anyone know this was going to happen? Are you confident that it's on the level? It's just so outrageous. What is this?
I'm not shocked at all. I mean, they've been calling me an election denier. I've been sounding the alarm on 2020 November 3rd election, which was disastrous. And we had problems in the August 2nd primary as well. And now we have the same problems. They have all this time to get this figured out. And you know where the main problems are? 20% of those machines went down, the tabulator machines. And I noticed they were primarily in Republican areas of town, Arcadia, Anthem, a lot of different areas. It was really a shame. We ended up voting in a very liberal part of town because we can choose which vote center to go to. And they said they'd had no problems. The bigger issue is we can't keep having this problem. This is what I've been trying to say. I want all Democrats, independents, and Republicans to trust in the system. And when I win, and trust me, we will win this, this is going to be top of my agenda. Day one, I'm going to take my hand off the Bible. We're issuing a declaration of invasion at the border. And I'm getting my lawmakers, I'm getting the legislators to a special session to change our elections so that they are fair, honest, and transparent. And we get rid of those machines that are not reliable. And really, obviously, we saw what kind of problems they can cause.
Well, it's insane. If you're serious about elections, you've
all right. So she made the point that I wanted to make, that there are still hundreds of thousands of ballots that are out there. And what's really important is who were the ones who cast those ballots. Currently, the gap between them is 13,000 votes, and that's for Katie Hobbs. But we still have 680,480 ballots that have not been counted in this race. And again, You know, we've been saying this since the very beginning. It is a criminal act that it should take a state of this size this long to count those freaking ballots. I mean, Arizona, the area of Arizona has far fewer people than Florida, and Florida was able to count those ballots before the end of the night. So, you know, there's nothing that excuses them. And it is especially concerning when the Secretary of State, the one who controls the election and the machines that are counting those ballots, is one of the main candidates, the one whose race is in the most contention.
I was looking into to see kind of Democrat reactions and where they're going to be going with it today. Mm-hmm. A couple of interesting things. Muslim Brotherhood puppet and puppet master himself, I guess he's kind of puppet and puppet master, Jake Sullivan, has announced that they need to get more money to Ukraine. So they're panicking on trying to get some more money to Ukraine immediately. Nancy Pelosi is freaking out about climate change and she wants Republican cooperation. And they're
They want cooperation.
They're seeing now that their purse strings are getting ready to be yanked out from underneath them, and they are freaking out. And that is why, look, the total votes, bro. I'm shocked at this. 2018, there was 114 million total votes for a midterm election, which is very impressive as far as historically considered to 153 million. With about 70 million fraudulent votes in the 2020 election. Anyways, these are fraudulent vote numbers. So take it for what it's worth. Don't forget, right, we're all in this fraudulent vote environment. So let's classify it as that. 114 million 2018, 95.1 million as of right now, with a lot of votes still out there called, but is there 20 million votes out there still? I don't know that. So the overall, lower turnout is somewhat shocking for me as well, but the demographics of that turnout are very impressive. Minority vote massive towards Republicans. That's going to be the story going into this going forward too. Local races, as far as like, you know, the radicals of the local areas, people are just sick and freaking tired of it. Mm-hmm. But the in general sense that I see is turning a disenfranchised public that just watched election get rigged right in front of them, being like, okay, so why should I go vote for this crap right now? And it's so the disenfranchisement tactics of the establishment is the winner also in this election.
Yeah, I feel like we cannot succumb to that desire to just drop out and to call it a loss. I mean, as soon as we stop fighting, then I mean they are guaranteed to win. That's absolutely the losing route to take. You know what we said in the beginning of the show. You know, the righteous anger is totally justified in circumstances such as this. But rather than wasting that, you have to use it. You have to channel it into creating the change that you want to see in the world. You know, are you angry about policy? Are you angry about legislation? Are you angry about what appears to be election malfeasance and cheating? You know, we got to take that and we got to run with it. You know, another thing that we have not seen the follow-up on is all the reports coming through Votify Now. I would like to know in the chat how many of you actually downloaded Votify Now, and even more importantly, how many of you actually reported something that you saw? I had a number of reports sent directly to me. I had another email from somebody last night about Nebraska, something about GOP leaders in Nebraska sending out threatening emails to people in positions in the party, suggesting that if they voted for anyone other than who the state GOP wanted them to, then they would be labeled conspiracy theorists and they would not be allowed to participate in future elections. I thought that was pretty shocking. Let me see, you guys. Give me a one in the chat if you actually saw something and then reported it, either to Votify Now or to True the Vote or to Project Veritas. I really want to see that, because
True the Vote's ops team did a great job of taking in, I think I counted it by the end of the day, roughly just under 1,000 individual reports of some type of report around the country. The vast majority of them being, of course, in Michigan, Arizona, California, Illinois, and actually Florida was on the list too. No, it wasn't Florida. It was one of the other ones. But so there was a lot of good reporting, a lot of good input on that stuff. The Dropbox stuff, there was very few reports on that, which the determination current side of the Dropbox thing, I think was a pretty effective psyop on the meatheads out there as well.
Yeah. So have you heard Joe Biden's latest remarks on what happened in the wake of the election?
I listened to him for just a couple of seconds daily, and until I hear about this much, I think it is right here.
Just clap for that, you stupid bastard.
and then I just turn him right back off, and I go put some music on.
So I think that quite obviously the tactic of the Democrats is to ignore what the people of this nation are saying. I mean, they live in their own insular world. They have their beliefs about the direction they want this country to go, how it should happen, and the will of the people be damned. Now, this is interesting because, I mean, we talked about this quite a bit on Election Day. Exit polls showed that 75% of the country believe that we're heading in the wrong direction. And that's specifically since President Trump left office. Well, what's changed in Washington, D.C.? I mean, that would be the selector in chief and his administration. So let's go ahead here. Listen to what Joe Biden has to say in regards to the people of this nation not being happy with its direction.
Do I have
Americans
to?
Are frustrated.
Yes, listen.
In fact, 75% of voters say the country is heading into the wrong direction despite the results of last night. What in the next 2 years do you intend to do differently to change people's opinion of the direction of the country, particularly as you contemplate a run for president in 2024?
Nothing, because they're just finding out what we're doing. The more they know about what we're doing, the more support there is. Do you know anybody who wants us to get rid of the change we made on prescription drug prices and raise prices?
What the hell? That has nothing to do with anything else. You know, what are you doing here? Anyways, I thought it was crazy that CNN actually, they attacked Joe Biden on this. They were like, dude, that is insulting to people. I mean, it is insulting to people. I think that anybody listening to Joe Biden at this point has to be saying to themselves, you know, what in the hell is going on? How can he be so dense? Well, you know, maybe the dementia is a way to explain that.
Also, I'll be honest, man. I bet the people around him believe they are effective messengers. I would bet you that his advisors and his little meatheads in the pockets of Barack Obama truly believe in the things that they do and say.
Yeah. So, you know, at the same time that CNN made that comment, somebody else on the network actually. Well, and maybe it was MSNBC. I'm sorry, I don't have the article in front of me. But somebody suggested that John Fetterman could be a potential presidential candidate. I mean, that blows my mind. Honestly,
was it on Comedy Central or Saturday Night Live? Or was
you would think, but no. With a straight face, they were talking about John Fetterman being a potential candidate for president. It's like you're just going to go from one brain damaged moron to another. You know, and obviously John Fetterman or Joe Biden, I think you're going to get the same results. It's not even him that's running the country. You've got people around him that are telling him what to do, telling him what to say. All he has to do is show up and not really read a cue card all that well.
Oh, it was on CNN, the National Enquirer. My bad.
Yes. There you go. So one piece of good news, I think this is that 209 that we got earlier, John James has officially been crowned the winner after he got screwed out of elections in the last couple elections, I believe. John James definitely voted for him when I was still in Michigan. Appreciate him. He's a great guy, great candidate. And I think it's nice to see that we are making headway in Michigan. This was not an easy race. He was running against, this was 2018. He ran against Debbie Stabenow. Then he ran against Gary Peters. And now he ran against, who was he running against this time? I don't even know who he was. I don't know who he ran against. Retired Judge Carl Malinga. So this guy was not a sitting congressman. So I think that probably helped James in this case. Also, maybe because he was a judge. So perhaps people had negative opinions about the court system. Either way, this is a win for the people of Michigan. I like to see it.
Yes, thank you, chat, for correcting me on which propaganda outlet talked about a mentally ill man with a head of recent stroke that can barely speak full sentences is going to be the next president of the United States. It's like they don't even care who they pick. They're just like shoving in the face of people. Who do you guys want next, huh?
Absolutely. Okay, so somebody in the chat predicted that I drive a Subaru. I'm just wondering why you think I drive a Subaru.
You have that very kind of uppity, very safe person, very thought out person look to you, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, I've lived in Michigan and Ohio for the most of my life. It does have all wheel drive. They're also very reliable cars. You can fit a lot of stuff in the back. And I'm a camper and an outdoorsman, so they work well in a number of different instances. So anyways, yes, I know
they are
I've
great
said
vehicles.
It, I'm usually it, lefties drive. This is the thing, man. When I went to the Subaru dealership, he was like, you know, you people always say that lefties drive Subarus. He's like, but I mean, we're down here in Florida, you know. He's like, you know, there are plenty of conservatives who have Subarus. Anyways.
They're great vehicles. They're very reliable, and like you said, for the purpose of what you need them for, they're exactly what a lot of people want. And the great resale value on them is just a bonus.
He said, "Because you're vaping, it's a joke. It doesn't matter to me, really. I mean, cause the reason you know the reason I'm having fun with this is because I do drive a Subaru. I've had number of Subarus in my life. My daughter has a Subaru. I got my daughter a Subaru, and we actually got it from one of the viewers of this program. My friend's Annie in well, I won't even say where she lives. But anyways,
I kind of wish I could reward chatters. Like, you know how they can give us gold pills. I kind of wish I could give them like a $5 cup of coffee for a great prediction.
Well, actually, now
great comment.
Now you can over on the Foxhole. This is on Rumble, anyways. But over on Foxhole, you can drop red pills on individual comments. So don't forget that. Don't forget that. There is always that. All right, you guys, we're basically at the end of the program. I did also just briefly want to get to this before we wrap things up. The Brazilian military has officially released the findings of their investigation into the possible election fraud in Brazil. And unfortunately, they're saying they found no election fraud.
I'm hearing some rumblings that there may be some hope there on that stuff. So that story may still yet to be told as well. But yeah, I mean, them standing by the machines is not a good look, bro.
It is a little frustrating, but I have to be honest. I mean, this is not something I didn't expect. The reason they have been so successful in stealing elections with these machines is because they have perfected the art of it. They were working on this for a long time. They developed it down in Venezuela, and then they exported it as a product to nations all over the earth. And unfortunately, they know exactly what they're doing. And this is another instance of where I think that we could really use an inside man. So, you know, consider that. Consider that. Anybody out there looking for a career?
All I need is a cue post to guide me about what's happening in Brazil, and then I have it all figured out. Alex Jones is ordered to pay $473 million on top of the nearly billion jury verdict already issued this month. That's breaking right now. That's the only thing really I see breaking out there, but that's kind of an interesting story that's about to play itself out more.
You know, what's another half a billion dollars? I mean, who cares at this point? I mean, Alex Jones is never going to pay. Sydney. He's never going to pay $1.5 billion. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I think it's like Sydney said, go ahead, sue me for a billion. Okay.
Sure. You know, all of his money is I mean, he's an intelligent guy. Okay. He's got all of his cash wrapped up in different business ventures. It's not, he doesn't have a bank account with, you know, all of his money in it. I'm sure that, this is probably going to get overturned on appeal. I mean, $1.5 billion. I mean, come on. It's absolutely ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense at all. Okay, let's go ahead and go through the thank yous over here on the Foxhole. Editor at Large said, God bless you, RP, and your bride. The best is yet to come, now more than ever. Just Duckies says, it's difficult remaining positive and open-minded when things don't go how we want. Thank you for staying positive. Absolutely. You know, I said this yesterday, I think, with Brad, you know, but like 9 times out of 10, things don't go the way you want. You know, at least they haven't for me. And all I've done is use that as an opportunity to pick myself up, to try again, and to work harder to achieve the goals that I want to achieve. And I think that that's something that we can all do. Toria, thank you for the can. Napkinator 79, thank you for the phone. JBA 512 says, which is better for you, sub on here or continue on Subscribestar? Either one is fine, honestly. You know, the subscriptions on Subscribestar, you know, they are you know, there's only so many of them, but they do sustain me. It really does help. Honestly, if you're already signed up as a supporter on one platform, there's no need to change it to another. I guess I would say if you're at one place, then go ahead and stay there. Because, I mean, I just appreciate it any way you go. Asquatch, thank you for the shades. Sean Joe, who is a subscriber, says in New York, it's the Fed and statewide elections. NYC is a bank of fraudulent votes. The whole thing is fraudulent. That's right. Filter Dog One says, do not fall for the media spin. Tuesday was a huge win and we're not finished. 100%. Thank you so much for saying it. Vader 360 says, much love, RP, and a bro fist, American flag, and prayers. Hey, Space Shot 76, my man Mike, we all need to tag military branches and get audit elections trending on all platforms. Great job, boys. Peace. Thank you so much, bro. Good to see you. Red Pill Ken, thank you for that cookie. Who cares? Says Zach, happy birthday, Marines. Yeah, happy Veterans Day, everybody. Happy birthday, Marines. A. Allen Godwins, thank you for the shades. Redeemed Patriot says Alaska, Chewbacca still ahead of Murkowski by 3,200 votes, 80% counted. Maybe another 9 days to finish the count. Yeah, I think that we are looking at a Chewbacca win in Alaska. Obviously, Murkowski is part of a political dynasty there. She's not going to let go of that position easily, but... You know, in this instance, I think that Chewbacca is going to be the winner. A Redeemed Patriot, thank you, also says the red wave happened. Remember, Biden got the most votes in history with 8 hula hoops in a gym. Yeah, I think that, you know, it's all about you can classify what happened on Tuesday and what continues to happen in any way that you want. You know, the problem is when somebody says red wave or red tsunami or, you know, red trickle, it means something different to everybody else. You know, I prefer to just say we have made incredible headwinds and we are winning. It's just going to continue to take time for us to lay that foundation because this is going to be a while before we get it taken care of. Nikaz 808 says, thanks. Another awesome show. You've been working overtime. Call me when you got time to go over your setup. Yeah, absolutely. It's probably going to be Friday. Who cares? Who is also a sub? Thank you. Just bought a silver tier subscription. So I appreciate that, guys. And let me see. Oh, you know, I had actually something on Buy Me a Coffee that I needed to say thank you for. Let me get that pulled up. Two someones bought me a coffee. Dana said, thank you for what you're doing for humanity. I love your shows. Kim said, I really enjoy following you on Rumble RP78. I do miss your shorter news shows, but enjoy your shows on Badlands Media, too. You know, I appreciate that. And if I had it my way, I would have a team working with me that would allow me to continue to do all the shows that I did in the past, but I was working myself to death, and so I had to make a decision. Thank you to Kelly. She says, hi, Zach. Get David Jose on the show. Still working on that. Tracy says, much love as always. Great show today. Catherine said, good show tonight. Love this gentleman. And hi, Mom. That was actually from G. Edward Griffin. And then the one and only Gaffer Anon, he said, invest in brass. Sent me $170. I actually am. And you guys, I got a sponsor that is a producer of ammunition. I'm just waiting for the information and I will announce it here. And if you buy ammunition from this place, then you will be supporting the show. And I'm looking forward to shooting some of that brass off at the local range. I am a member of my local gun range, and I'm trying to get Lisa there. They give you a free class for a CCW, and if I can just get her to get certified, then I can get her a nice little piece to strap to her thigh. Abe, what do you got coming up today?
Yes, the 38 is a perfect piece for you to try. I think you should definitely try that real Red Pill Girlfriend. Everybody should walk around armed in this society. You never know what's going to happen. And it is a lot of fun to spend time together. There's nothing like the smell of gunpowder in the evening. I got to tell you, there's just nothing like it. Last night, I forgot to tell you, the first part of my show yesterday was... Yesterday or on Tuesday, we changed history by flipping the House and the Senate. That is the story that will be told once this gets plays itself out. Whatever the hell's happening in Maricopa and Arizona is a freaking joke. Secondarily, we had a discussion about what's really important. Yesterday, Cassandra Watkins, tours the world, kind of spreading the message of God and hope and faith. And that's what we focused on yesterday afternoon. So the second half of the show, I hope you guys get a chance to watch that. And then later on today, 5 Eastern, 4 Central, back at it again for another 2 hours of Uncensored Family, trying to bring you perspectives and challenge your confirmation bias. That is my goal. With that, I want to say much love and God bless you all. See you guys a little bit later. Thanks, Zach, for having me on again, bro.
Absolutely. And SusCam15 just mentioned something pretty important. They said the Brazil report specifically noted that they couldn't exclude fraud, but they just couldn't find it. So who knows? Maybe this is something that's still open to interpretation and we may get a different result. I don't know. That
sounds like what Bill Barr did in the 2012 election. I can't find it. I don't know, man.
Even though he was handed direct evidence of it, because I know the person who gave it to him. Okay. Anyways, I'll be back today at 4 p.m. with 412 and, quite frankly, on Taking It Back. So hopefully I'll see you guys there. Let me pass out the gold pills over here on the Foxhole platform, and there you go, guys. Appreciate everyone for hanging out with us today. Thank you so much. Oh, looks like Matt1776 also said, never be blackpilled, time plus energy. So thank you very much, brother. I appreciate that. Matt is, of course, a diamond tier subscriber, and of course, he is the creator of the Foxhole with the other Matt. Thank you very much, guys. I'll see you later. Good luck and God bless.